Read the selection and choose the best answer to each question. Then fill in the answer in your answer document. The capture of the last dinosaur on Earth. Question 1. Read this dictionary entry. Administer. 1. To be responsible of running a business. 2. To apply as a remedy. 3. To inflict damage to something. 4. To supervise the formal taking of. Which definition most closely matches the meaning of administer as it is used in paragraph 8? A. Definition 1. B. Definition 2. C. Definition 3. D. Definition 4. Question 2. Which sentence best illustrates the narrator's conflict? F. The interns are debating taking him home for the weekend for some personalized care to assure he gets all the requisite nutrients. G. Immediately, the baby brute thrashed his head around, conceiving to clamp down on a finger. H. That's some bite, I said, my voice considerably filled with awe. J. And in a snap, the miniature crocodile twisted through my fingers and out of my hand. Question 3. The narrator's willingness to assist Jared leads her to A. Pursue her interests despite the opinions of others. B. Aid in the challenge of capturing the escaped crocodile. C. Make thoughtful decisions in dangerous situations. D. Help others who place themselves in harmful situations. Question 4. What does the narrator's explanation in paragraph 14 reveal to the reader? F. She realizes that as small as they are, baby crocodiles can still be dangerous. G. She knows that baby crocodiles like dark places. H. She finds out that she is going to have to stay until they find the baby crocodile. J. The baby crocodile is mistreated in the zoo, and that's why it can react aggressively. Question 5. Read this sentence from paragraph 16. We installed the camp in front of the bookcase like we were in for the long haul, and I wondered when the field trip director would assemble everyone back to the school van. For all I knew, we'd be there for the duration of the weekend, stalking the last dinosaur on Earth. The narrator's thought in this sentence best demonstrates her A. Determination to not be found by the trip director and classmates. B. Commitment to stay and help the baby crocodile for as long as she can. C. Cluelessness about what happened to all the dinosaurs. D. Interest in learning more about the animals at the San Diego Zoo. Question 6. For the narrator, going to the San Diego Zoo most likely represents F. The chance for her to get volunteer experience at a zoo. G. Her willingness to talk to people she doesn't know. H. Her need to find new interests. J. The opportunity to learn more about American crocodiles. Question 7. Which sentence best illustrates the narrator's fascination with the American crocodile? A. As soon as our group got the opportunity to handle a reptile, I immediately lined up to hold the baby American crocodile, a Crocodilus acutus. B. As I peered into the dim space under the bookcase, I imagined this mini monster taking out my eye or biting off my nose with his dominant juvenile jaws. C. On our 8th grade field trip to the San Diego Zoo, the wondrous reptile house provided a myriad of facts and figures about cold-blooded creatures. D. Predominantly, baby crocodiles are gray-green with a dark cross band along their backs and a yellowish belly. If not for their long legs, they could be mistaken for a rattlesnake. Question 8. What is the best summary of this story? F. On a school field trip to the wondrous reptile house, a student is given the opportunity to hold a baby crocodile. The crocodile gnaws on her finger, then flings itself onto the ground and scampers under a bookcase. The intern and student later find the baby crocodile and set up camp in front of the bookcase, knowing that its natural instinct to wait out its predators could make for a long weekend. G. A student with an interest in reptiles visits the Wondrous Reptile House, where she learns lots of interesting information about her favorite dinosaur, the crocodile. Most of the students gravitated to their interests, while others shrieked at the sight of the less friendly animals. The narrator is given the opportunity to hold a crocodile, but drops it on the ground after it bites her finger. H. At the Wondrous Reptile House, a student holds a baby crocodile that is struggling to survive. After biting her finger, the baby croc drops to the floor and scurries under a bookcase. The intern and student eventually find the crocodile. Fearful of its powerful bite, they choose not to catch the crocodile, but rather wait for it to come out on its own. J. A student on a field trip to the San Diego Zoo is fascinated by reptiles, especially the crocodile. A batch of crocodile hatchlings are on display at the reptile house. One of the baby crocs appeared to be listless compared to the others. The narrator begins to worry about the runt and wonders if she can care for it over the weekend. At the end of the field trip, she becomes a guardian of the sick crocodile. Crocodile's Tears. Read the selection and choose the best answer to each question. Then, fill the answer on your answer document. Question 9. Based on Jackal's conversation with Lion in paragraph 8 through 11, the reader can conclude that Jackal, A, aims to be the ruler of the land and creatures, B, didn't enjoy the treats offered by the water creatures, C, has met an untrustworthy crocodile in the past, D, wants to start a war with the water creatures. Question 10. Read sentence from paragraph 7. Crocodile also mentioned that elephant had developed an unfortunate habit of reaching into the water with his trunk, lifting up smaller water creatures, and then throwing them out about like toys. What does the figurative language in this sentence convey about elephant? F. He can't control what his trunk does. G. He wants the water creatures to have fun. H. He requires a lot of drinking water per day. J. He doesn't care for the water creatures. Question 11. What does the word unprecedented mean in paragraph 5? A. Unique. B. Unsecure. C. Dreadful. D. Joyous. Question 12. What is the central message presented in the story? F. Never go on a long journey if crocodiles are nearby. G. Every water and land creature deserves a fair chance to live. H. Be careful who you trust because things aren't always as they seem. J. Don't make friends with people who live in different places. Question 13. The dialogue between Wolf, Baboon, and Jackal after Crocodile's promise indicates that the land creatures, A, always disagree with each other, B, don't know each other very well, C, they like to show off in front of people they just met, or D, are used to sharing their opinions. Question 14. The description of Crocodile's actions in paragraphs 17 through 20 is important to the story because it, F, shows he truly cares for Lion, G, reveals his true character, H, explains why he didn't trust the land creatures, J, demonstrates his ability as a leader. Question 15. Read the origin of the word arduous. From the Latin ardus, high, steep, hard to reach. Based on this information, what is the meaning of the word arduous in paragraph 3? A. Boring. B. Extensive. C. Exciting. D. Challenging.